and they know truth is a person. And how do you get to know that person more? Through his word, right here in the Bible. And so they have literally spent, I don't even know how many hours or years it has taken, and the way that they have poured into these ministries so that it could not be easier for us to study God's word. There's genuinely zero excuse. If you need someone to tell you that, I'm not going to give you permission not to go study God's word. I am telling you right now, if you're not studying God's word, you're just lazy and you don't want to, because there is no reason why we shouldn't be able to. And I'm not saying you have to be in there with like your highlighters and your whole spiel and like, I'm going to do this plan or I'm going to do, just open up the Bible. Even if you're reading one verse a day, great. Get into God's word every single day. Because here's the thing, I'm not, God is awesome. You're not going to stick with that one verse a day. It will grow. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did. Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. Well, hello, it's Tiffany. I'm excited because I want to talk about the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the word for me. I stand. Okay, I'm sorry. My mom. So it just happens. But what I want to talk about today is actually just that. The Bible and studying the Bible. How to do that? How do I just get started? All right. I want to just discuss also a few different experiences that I've had and some of the other ladies on the team have had, so that you can have this information for yourself, take it, and hopefully go do your own deep dive into God's word. Trust me, you're going to want to do this. The whole world has done a really great job of keeping us all distracted or convincing us of the lie that it's too intimidating. It's boring. What's in there? I can't understand it. It's not even true. It was written by man. All of these things where it's to keep us from doing the one thing the enemy knows would arm us more than ever and fill our minds more and more with the goodness of God, change our hearts, create desires within us that He wants of us. The Bible is the answer to so many things, and it's the one thing we spend the least amount of time diving into and just absorbing. And there's so many opportunities available. Literally, it could not be easier. And the saddest part is, if we live in a country, if you're listening to this and you live in America or many other countries, but not all, this won't cost you your life to have. I'm probably 7 different Bibles in my house. I have apps. I have Christian music on my phone. I listen to podcasts. You name it. And the fact of the matter is, it's not going to cost me my life to do that. Whereas in some places, y'all, to even be reading this, to own a Bible or have an app on your phone could truly cost you your life. And that's how much we take it for granted here. I don't know if anyone's seen like videos of people in like China or other places where they bring Bibles in where they're literally having to smuggle the Word of God in. And they are holding on to these Bibles. And I mean, it makes you emotional to see this because it hits you. And if it doesn't hit you, something's wrong. Go pray about that one. But it hits you in a way that's like, I mean, they're holding it and they're crying and they're on their knees and they're giving so much praise and worship to God because they have a Bible and they are immediately in the Word of God and just taking it all in. And it is like Christmas morning times 1 million in their life. Because they know It's the greatest gift, right? Like the gift to receive God's word that is living and active, like it says in Hebrews, like God's word. I explain it sometimes. A lot of people like to make it too difficult and say all these things. Oh, it was just man and it was this and that. Well, listen up. God created the whole universe. He created you. He created me. You don't think he can't talk, text his word onto paper? I mean, seriously, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that is the gist of what we're looking at here. I talk text all the time. Drives my husband nuts. But that's the truth. It was inspired by God through man. Man wrote it down, sure. And then a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's translated wrong or it's this or it's that. You take something someone wrote. Let's use the Bible, for example. The Old Testament is mainly in Hebrew. The New Testament is in Greek. They have to literally translate that over into English, into Italian, whatever the case may be, they're having to translate these words over. First of all, the English alphabet doesn't exactly cover all the things. So these people are having to, while the word may not sound the exact same, like as completely translated over, because that would sound ridiculous to some of us, it's not a mistranslation, y'all. It's God saying, you're welcome. I split your tongues, but at the same time, I'm going to give you the ability to still be able to read my word in your language. I mean, there are people, there are organizations or foundations, whatever you want to call it. Their whole purpose is to get the word of God translated into languages that still don't have the word of God translated into their language. It is that important. As far as like how we got the Bible, there are many studies on that. I'm not going to dive completely into it today. But if you want to study it, if you don't believe me, I encourage you, go look into how the Bible became. It's so interesting how when people go to try and prove it wrong, what God does by meeting them there, and their faith only increases and strengthens. Many end up finding Jesus in the process of trying to disprove him. Isn't that amazing? That's why we're not told to have a blind faith. So I always encourage it. The more questions, the better. God is big enough. He can handle those, especially when it comes to his word. It doesn't show up void. So I want to talk about how do I get this? How do I get this word into me, right? Like what are the options available? I'll tell you what's worked best for me, what didn't work for me, and go on from there. My two favorite, for me personally, ways to study God's word outside of just having an actual Bible, which you should. If you don't, contact us. We'll figure it out. You should have a real Bible. I personally like the ESV study Bible. That is my go-to. ESV just means English Standard Version. It's one of the most literal translations you can get from Hebrew and Greek into English. English Standard Version. There's other ones on the market too that are just as good. A lot of people love their KJV, King James Version. You have the NIV, which is another great one. There's tons. Basically, if you're curious about what type would work best for you, you can message us and we'll give you more information on that as well. TruthRising21@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram and send us a message there. We're also on Facebook. We can help figure out what would work best for you. I like study Bibles. Maggie, who does a lot of these, she cannot stand a study Bible. She has them. She has a lot of commentary, but she says it's too much. She just wants the word of God. My sister-in-law, when she became a believer, it was really interesting because I was like, well, I need to get her a study Bible. And I got her a study Bible. She had it. And about a month later, she was like, I don't like this. And I was like, why? She was also able, like she had a gift from God. She could get into scripture. And the way she started to understand it and remember it and be able to like break it down was amazing. I don't have that same gift. Yes, I am able to. He does the same thing. The Holy Spirit helps guide me and lead me and translate for me. But she had this gifting and she did not like a study Bible. And so I don't know. I didn't actually follow up. If you're listening, did you get a regular one? But anyways, and in our home, My husband and I, we have many different translations available because it's really cool to take and have a word and open it up. It may say one thing and a different one and a different one while people are like, oh, that proves it's wrong. No, it doesn't. It proves it's right. Because that is the many opportunities which all lead to the same understanding. And that is what God wants you to hear and what God wants you to know and bury in your heart, right? And so getting an actual Bible into your house is key. The Word of God. Again, there's many different options out there. If you want to know more, let us know. We would love to talk to you about that. Second, we all have a phone for the most part, and it's a smartphone. The apps available today are nuts. I personally, right now, what I am going through is the Bible Recap with Tara Lee Cobble through the Bible app. And I'm going to do that. She has a plan that consists of a year to go through the Bible. I am in love with this. I had started out doing on the Bible app the 30-day shred because two of the other women that did that are on this team, and they loved it. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, to see one of them walk it out and her to do this, and she finished, I think, in 34 days, her heart was on fire, y'all. It was amazing to watch. She loved it. And they explained it as you go through the Bible, it's in 30 days, and it's supposed to give you this overview. It's like looking at the big picture. You see the tree from a distance and you're just seeing the giant tree. And then from there, you're supposed to dive into it more and more and more. The thing was that I started this because I saw what she had walked out. I saw how encouraged she was, how excited she was. And so I started it. Well, a week or so in, I looked at my husband and I was like, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I said, I don't like the Bible. Like, these people are a mess. It's disturbing. Like, what is going on? I said, this isn't fun. I'm not craving this. This is not it. This is not, no, what is going on? And he looked at me and he's like, you should probably stop doing that. And I didn't understand him. Basically, he'd walked me through is I was consuming. And for me, for my personality, the way God made me, I need to be absorbing. And so I should have known better because even when I was going, I'm a nurse. And so as I was going through nursing school, I used to like record my lectures. And the reason I would do that is because if I heard one thing that I would get caught up on, I would stop listening to whatever else they were saying. And I had to go find out what about that one thing. I wasn't able to move on. I would be stuck. So I wouldn't even be hearing. And so I would record my lectures, actually wake up the next day, re-listen. And so I could hit stop whenever I needed to and go look it up or whatever the case may be. And so for me, the 30-day shred was actually doing the opposite of what I had seen in them. And as I was laying there one night, I was like, well, I don't want to just be lazy. I want to say I've read the whole Bible front to cover. Or wait, that doesn't even make sense. Cover to, to the end. And so it was really cool because God had me. I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. It's pretty much all garbage and it annoys me. And so I was watching, I have like my standard go-to shows, but then I did find YouTube. And so I watch a lot of podcasts. I watch their YouTube versions or like the Genesis Project. Just a lot of really cool YouTube channels that are faith-based. Like the Bible Project, that's flipping awesome. You can get these like character drawings of how books of the Bible or what is the gospel, like just really cool things you can find on YouTube. Be careful. There's a lot out there. You need to discern these things. Well, Candace Cameron Bure, I think I said her, Candace Cameron Bure. Yes. She recently released a podcast. And at first, I didn't know how, like, I don't know how nicely to say it. I judged it. I'm just going to be honest. I was like, it's going to be another fluff piece. And I'm tired of fluff pieces. I'm not going to watch this. I want something more, right? Like, I'm not on the formula anymore. I want to keep going. But then some of these lectures, you're like, snooze fest. And I'm like, I just want something more. And so I started watching it, though, one night because I literally had nothing else to do. And this was right after I decided I wasn't going to do the shred anymore. And she has on this guest. She does her seasons where she brings on a guest for the whole season to discuss. And she brought on this Tara Lee Cobble chick. And I didn't even watch the first one. I don't even know which one I watched. I had it on. I think they were talking about the Holy Spirit. And she gives this reference to life. She's like, you know, everyone always wants to know, why doesn't God just tell me the plan? Like, give me the directions. Tell me when to turn left. How many miles exactly? You know, what stops are ahead? All of that. She's like, most people, that's how they want their directions in life. Whereas God says, and she explained it this way, say you're driving from, I don't know, Colorado to California. God's like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to meet you there. I'm going to get in the car with you and we're going to go on a road trip. And I'm going to tell you when to turn left and when to turn right. And we're going to talk and we're going to go through this together because I want a relationship with you. I don't want to just dictate your life and give you I want to be in it with you. So don't worry. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm just even giving you one better. I'm coming with you on this road trip of life. And my husband was in the room and he literally stopped and looked at the TV and was like, whoa. And he doesn't say that very often. Wow. And I rewound it and I was like, let me listen to that again. It was one of the coolest things I think I've ever heard. And I was like, who is this chick? And they started talking. And this episode was full and I was just learning and I was excited. I was like, what else do we got? And in this episode, I believe she talked about how she has the Bible recap and it's reading through the Bible in a year. And she's the one who helps you get through it. And she also has all these other resources. I think there's like a study and like all these other things. So I went into the Bible app. I found the Bible recap plan. I'm going to post that in the notes for this episode. And I went and I clicked start plan. And so it gives you the day and the readings and you can listen to it audibly and you can read along if you want on your phone or like I do sometimes, I grab my Bible and I listen and read along depending on what time of day I'm doing this. You can pick the version you want. So I have the Bible app in ESV so I can hear it in the version I like. And then afterwards I go and I find the day I'm on for her podcast. And I just listen to her podcast. It's like anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes long, not long at all. And she basically gives you a short recap of what you just read and also has you look for your God shot for the day because she says all the time, he is where the joy is. Y'all, I'm obsessed with God's word now. I'm so excited. I wake up in the morning. This is kind of my routine right now. I'm hoping it just gets more and more and more. I've already decided like today I need to redo my reading area and get some more. I need to remove excuses. I need to remove clutter and I need to just, this is what I do in this space. And anyways, but what I do is I wake up in the morning and I'm able to go and God lets me be all cozy. Not everyone gets that opportunity, by the way. Like I said, those in China, when you see them get their Bibles for the first time, they're reading in a locked closet somewhere with maybe just a little bit of light and they have to hide it and protect it because if they get caught with it, they're done. And so I get to wake up, open up my window, crawl on my couch with my hot cup of coffee, and I just hit play and I get to listen to God's word first thing in the morning. I'm not getting on social media. I'm not replying to text messages. I'm not checking emails. I'm not shopping. Don't get me wrong. I have to fight this temptation a lot right now. I want to grab my phone. It's just this annoying knee-jerk reaction. It's like, oh, phone, let me grab. So if that's too much of a temptation for you, just read it. But if not, if you can push through it, you're not going to be perfect, but you'll get there eventually. Not perfection. You'll get there with not being over to overcome that temptation to pick up your phone and be distracted as you're listening to God's word. But anyways, I sit there, I have my hot cup of coffee and I listen to God's word and then I go and I find the podcast for the day and I listen to her podcast for the day. And then as my day progresses, I get to have my Bible and I want to, I haven't done it as much as I'd like, but I can open it up and then I go through and read it for myself if possible, which it should be. Maybe the end of the day is a great time to do that. Like as you're crawling into bed, okay, let me go read these chapters we just went over or at least read some of it, right? Just to let me end off my last thought of the day is filling my mind with God's word. I mean, how cool is that? You're starting it and you're ending it. A lot of people do their readings at night. And if that's the only time you have, that's the only time you have. That's okay. That's the season you're in. But I look at it like putting on your seatbelt after you've already gotten home from the drive. It's like, you know what I mean? It's fine. If that is really, truly what you're doing, great. Like, it doesn't have to look like everyone else. My husband, he listens to, and I'm going to tell you about this next app. Actually, I'll wait, but he listens to his Bible on his commute because he's in the car for like 40 minutes a day sometimes. And so he listens to it in the mornings and on his way home. That is where he gets his time in God's word. And it's awesome. But anyways, so that's kind of how my morning and how my evening and throughout the day goes is I am now doing the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble. I don't have all her studies and stuff. Maybe I will down the road. Maybe I go through this again. And so there is a lot with it that you can have, or you can just do what I'm doing, or you can just use the Bible app as a way to track God's word. Maybe you don't want her commentary. That's okay too. God's word is sufficient. This sounds terrible, but I'm going to say it, and I hope you hear my heart behind it. You can just read God's word and that be sufficient in your life. There is more. If you feel like you want more, there is many options out there. But if you just want to read God's word, I actually did just recently get a Bible that was not a study Bible because I was like, I don't want the distractions. I want to be able sometimes to just open God's word and say, Father, how do you want me to see this? Let me understand this. Show my eyes where they need to be and let me bury this in my heart. Tara, one of the other girls on here, she's like, I don't really understand everything I'm reading. She goes, but Tiffany, all I know is I have this desire. I just want to absorb. Like, I just want it in me. That's what she keeps saying. I just want it in my mind and in my heart. And so that's what her goal is. She's like, I just want the Bible in my mind and in my heart. She's like, and I'm like, you want to absorb it? And she's like, yes. And so that is an option you have. So far we've gone over two options. There is the Well, we've gone over three. There's the, you know, OG Bible. You can do the Bible. There is the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble, which is a year plan to read through the Bible. And she offers you commentary. There's studies. There's other things that if you want available with that, it's there. There's also the 30-day shred, which again, my two friends, Maggie and Chris on this team, they loved it. Not so much for me. So we already discussed that. And now I want to talk about the other one, which is called Through the Word. Y'all, Through the Word is awesome. This is one of my favorite ministry apps out there. If you do not have this, go make room on your phone. Get rid of the pictures, do the things, whatever it is you need to do, clear out your messages, get this app on your phone. It is amazing. So this is what my husband's actually using. He's already gone through the Old Testament, and now he just started Matthew the other day. He's going through the Bible as well in his own way. And these two guys that started it, they're hilarious. They're so good at just teaching and walking you through the chapters as you're going. You can do whatever you want. You can download a plan. They have other options. They have things for marriage on there. They have what they call the big picture or faith or temptation. Like, there are plans you can do where they go in. And they're like, oh, like there's one that's like, where do I start? I think is what it's called. I should look. Where it's like, okay, you're brand new to this. How do you start? They have a great plan for that. Walks you through some books in Genesis and just like, how did this happen? But they are an amazing ministry option and they are great to suggest to other people because a lot of people are new to this and the world's done such a good job, like we discussed in the beginning, of deterring us or distracting us or just honestly, quite frankly, spewing lies about what God's word really is. These options that are available are beautiful because they don't give you their opinion. They don't even try to convince you or argue you into their faith. They basically say, well, here's God's word. I believe it to be true. I believe there's power in it. I believe it's living and active. I believe it's without error. And when people actually believe that and then teach that, and live that, there is a lot of power in that because it's not them. It's the Holy Spirit working through them to just let you see like something's different here. What is different about this ministry? Why is she so in love with the Bible? Like what is this? Why is she so excited to talk about this? Well, it's because what they are doing, what they are teaching, what they have created is because God placed that in their heart, this desire. And they want others to know about this because they know it's true. They know there's power there. They know that's where the joy is. They know these things to be true. And they know truth is a person. And how do you get to know that person more? Through his word, right here in the Bible. And so they have literally spent, I don't even know how many hours or years it has taken, and the way that they have poured into these ministries so that it could not be easier for us to study God's word. There's genuinely zero excuse. If you need someone to tell you that, I'm not going to give you permission not to go study God's word. I am telling you right now, if you're not studying God's word, you're just lazy and you don't want to, because there is no reason why we shouldn't be able to. And I'm not saying you have to be in there with like your highlighters and your whole spiel and like, I'm going to do this plan or I'm going to do, just open up the Bible. Even if you're reading one verse a day, great. Get into God's word every single day, because here's the thing. I'm not, God is awesome. You're not going to stick with that one verse a day. It will grow. Especially if you pray and ask God to help you to place that desire to want to take in his word, to absorb his word, to study his word, to get to know him. When you start giving praise and worship for God's word, not making it in a weird way, just sitting here and saying, God, this is so cool. I can't believe you loved us so much. You managed to write this down for us so we could have this and use this and truly read about you. And this is the last thing I'm going to say in regards to that last statement. Y'all, the Bible isn't about us. It's about God. So as you're reading this, and this is something Tara Lee Cobble said as well, and I've heard this a few other times, don't look for yourself in the Bible. I think Candace Cameron said that's what she had done. And then she met Tara and she was like, well, that's what you're doing wrong, basically. And so she started it again. And she said it was an amazing transformation of how she was looking at God's word, because she stopped trying to look for herself when she started looking for God. And as you're going through this, I started to do it as well within the shred part. I'm like, I just don't understand. Like, these people are a mess. Like, Abraham, what? Noah, you get off the ark. Like, what is going on? As my husband reminds me, when I start to say things, because I'll talk to him about it, or I'll say what I'm truly feeling or what I'm really thinking, he reminds me, he's like, Tiffany, that's about God. Yes, there are things we can apply to our lives. Absolutely. But our first thing needs to be, where is God in this? Let me learn about you, God. And so I just hope that this is an encouraging way to get y'all out there and get you reading God's word, however that needs to look. I'm going to put these apps or these plans in the notes. Just to review, we've got the Bible recap, 30-day shred, through the word. Those are my three top suggestions. There's other apps out there to help you dive into words and break it down. Like the Blue Letter Bible can help you with like word translation and other things. You have the Interlinear Bible, which is an exact translation from Hebrew and Greek over into English. It's this giant, I have one in my house. It's this giant Bible that it has the Hebrew written on one side and then the English is on the other. And it's really flipping cool to see. But there are options out there. You just got to find what works best for you. Pray, ask God first and foremost. Let him know what you're trying to do. Yes, he knows. But he wants to hear it from you, okay? So just let him know, God, I'm not going to lie. I'm intimidated, or I don't even know where to start. What does this mean? Just whatever it is, just be honest with him. Go before him. Ask him for his help. Ask him for the wisdom and guidance to help you read through his word. I promise you, because God promised us, he will meet you there. I don't know how it will look. I have no idea how he will answer these prayers, but he will send you either helpers. He'll be the helper because he is. He's our counselor. He's our comforter through the Holy Spirit that can dwell in you. Whatever it may be, God has you and he will meet you there. Okay? Just talk to him. Be honest. And then also as you go through it, let him know those things too. Like, this is awesome, God. did you see what you did there? He's like, yeah, I was there. But it's just really cool. It's so amazing. And it's amazing what it will do for your life. You guys, you couldn't do anything more for yourself than to read God's word, absorb it, bury it in your heart, and then go encourage someone around you to do the same thing. Don't keep this to yourself. Do not keep this to yourself. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got. I could go on more and more and more because it's really, really cool. And you're not going to regret this one. So my prayer is that y'all go get yourself either a Bible app. I really suggest you have an actual Bible. There's nothing cooler than having a Bible. And as you go through it, you see your highlights and your crinkled pages and, you know, the smudge and the circles and the highlighting and the whatever. It's just like, oh, that's really neat. Just get God's word in and around you. And you're going to be so glad you did. Okay. Bye, y'all. God bless.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it. And you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.